Hi everyone, this is Roland Osborne, and today we're going to be covering the professional school demo program, as well as I want to give you some tips of getting into the school and using the program. We did do this program a few weeks ago, but I want to take some questions today and also review some things with you about getting in the school system. You know, first thing I want to talk about, and I brought this up before, which is important, is that there's only one place you can go where you can reach every single kid in the community. And that's important to realize. If you're running a martial arts school, 99% of martial arts schools concentrate on kids and then enroll the family after as kind of a way to fill up their school. And so, you know, if you're using that type of method, this is a great way to get in the school system and to reach every child and inspire them to not only get good grades and inspire them to be better students, but also inspire them to take martial arts from you, or what we call child safety or safety classes. You know, it's a great way also to use your goodwill marketing, and this is a strategy where you build preference over other businesses and other martial arts schools as well in the community. You know, if you're the martial arts school that's going in and you're donating your time, you're donating your employees' time to go in and inspire kids to do something great, not only are you getting contact, one-on-one contact with these kids in the community, but at the same time you're building preference. And you're also building, really important, you got to write this down, you're building relationships. Who are the most important relationships or people you want to have relationships with in your community? Well, I can't think of anybody better than school teachers. These are the people who are going to recommend you when the child's having problems with their grades or they're at parent-teacher conferences. You want to build relationships with the teachers and the faculty and the government. And by doing that, goodwill marketing, by going out and do these school talks, you're going to inspire them and really develop those relationships, key relationships, to become a business that's built to last. Don't go in for the quick sale. I've been doing school talks for a long time. I've helped a lot of schools get in and start a school talk system. It's not all about just enrolling the students right away, because you will get kicked out of the school system if you're trying to go in and hard sell the students. I just walked out of a school talk right now. I did the ABC concentration course, you know, attitude, belief, and concentration. We brought a star student up. He broke the board, and I just invited everybody back to a free community safe class on Friday night. And basically I said, look, I have all of you. I have a special invitation to invite you back to a free community safe event. You're going to come in and work out with me. We're going to kick the pads. We're going to hit the pads. And all of you, just like little Max did today, he broke a board. All of you will have a board for you to break as well if you want, which is really exciting. And that's all we did. And I give them out the invitations, tell them they can invite one friend with them, and maybe somebody across the street, maybe somebody at school. And I always make fun, maybe your brother or sister, and they all go, oh, I don't want to bring them, which is kind of fun. But then I talk to them, well, isn't it cool to make sure that your brother or sister is safe, right? And so, you know, our goal is to invite the whole family. And I said, look, we're only going to allow 50 children, so you have to call. The phone number's on here. Just register for the free class. So you see here the goal is to go on, inspire the kids, get them excited, invite them back for your intro. The goal is not just to sign them up on the spot or hand out your literature. Once you get in the school system, you start speaking. It goes from classroom to the entire grade and to the entire school. And now you become the preferred leader in the community. On the back of the invitation as well, I put a picture on there, a kicking, jump, flying kick picture that I have. And I said, if you bring this in Friday night, I'll sign it for all of you. It's going to be a lot of fun. So, you know, there's a couple of different things that you can do there, but the excitement of inviting them to the free safety class is important. So that's just the goal. I just wanted to review. The goal is, number one, develop relationships with all the teachers, the principals, everybody. Develop relationships in your goodwill marketing, doing something great for the community. That's going to come back to you. And here's the good news. Your class is going to be so good when they come back, they're going to want to enroll. That's the goal. I also want you to know that the school needs you. I need you to write this down, because a lot of people, even over the last couple of weeks, as we're signing schools on to become Personal Achievement Academy instructors and school speakers, a lot of them say, you know, they just won't allow me to speak in the school. They don't allow businesses to speak in the school. That was the same challenge that we had even up here in Seattle. But you have to remember, the Personal Achievement Academy is a nonprofit organization designed to help school systems, to help inspire kids to get better grades, to help inspire kids to become healthy, and to teach kids important child safety techniques. the school needs you, and you can help out by three different ways. Number one, you can help out by time. You can donate your time into the school system. Any events that they need, you can come in and you can help with. Number two, you can help them with teaching. Basically, you can come in, you can be an assistant, or you can do the special presentations that we've designed to teach kids how to become healthier, how to have better grades, to deal with bullies and things like that. You can go in and teach them special presentations. And number three, you can donate money. Now, I don't know one school that would like to turn down money. They all need funding for their programs. Again, I need you to write big. The school needs you. Okay, so don't go and think that you're selling the school. They need people to help them. How can you donate money? It's easy. You can do a fundraiser to help them fund some of their programs. And in our program, we have the PTA fundraiser, which is an easy thing to do. Basically, and real quickly, your PTA fundraiser is simple. You do a month of classes, you do two private training sessions, an official uniform, and the value of that program is $120, $140. You can put any value you want. As the PTA fundraiser, it's only $20 for this complete course. This is the Personal Achievement Academy PTA fundraiser, all right? And from there, what you do is you go in, you give them the official documents that we have that go along with it, and you let them know that you'll make the passes for them. Each student gets 5 passes in the school system, and it's only $20 to buy this course. They write the check right out to the PTA, and then the PTA will reimburse you $10 for each one that's sold. That's to cover the cost of the uniform. All right, easy course. I have all the paperwork for you to take into them. Again, we're a nonprofit organization, so that's going to help you to open the doors a lot. So you can do a couple things. One, you can donate time. You also have parent volunteers for any of the special events. If they need people to come in, I'm sure you can gather 10 to 15 volunteers from any of your parents that are available to help out from time to time, or your staff members. Especially for like parent-teacher conferences, you can set up a table. You can get one that I really like to use. You can set up the PTA table where you are going to collect volunteers for new PTA parents at the school teacher talks. You can do that as well. Teaching, you can obviously come in. We have 7 different presentations that you can do to inspire and teach the kids. Or you can donate money. So when you speak to the principal, whoever you need to speak to, you can let them know that those are the different things that you can do. We talk about 12 different ways to get in the school system, okay? Number one, your students. We talk about the school demo blitz and getting in there and working with your students. Number two, our character development program actually has a place where the teachers can sign to have a personal achievement instructor come to their class. We have the intent to promote letter, which most people use for promoting students to the next belt level. The teacher has to sign off and say that they're not using the martial arts at school. You can at the bottom, and it says, I'd like to have a Personal Achievement Academy teacher come to our class. Now, I want to make a quick note. Don't go into the school thinking that you're a karate instructor. You're a child safety specialist, okay? Child safety specialist and your Personal Achievement Academy speaker. That's a difference than coming in as a karate school. So when you hear me say that, you can distinguish them both. Star Student is the one that I actually just did. Where you send out 20 or 30 star students, or 40 or 50, I recommended 50, and it just says that so-and-so is a star student, so they've won the opportunity to have a special presentation in their classroom, and you send those out to the teachers to sign. We have a PE teacher of the day. Look, I want you to make it a goal to be friends with all the physical education teachers. You know, they're in there, they do the same class, same thing every day. You can come in every 2 months and go in there and inject some excitement, do some different kickboxing drills, do some pad hitting drills, do some plyometrics, and get those kids fired up to be healthy. So that's important. I want you to go in, meet all the PE teachers, start doing that, and take over the PE system. Private schools are easy. Go right through. All the private schools are usually easier sometimes than the public schools. All right, number 8, career day. Every school has a career day. You can go in and speak. We have the career day presentation where you talk about having a hobby as a career. Self-protection workshops for teachers. Every time I go and do a presentation, we talk to the teacher. We give them special cards, and we let them know that, look, we can either, you know, do this for other of your classroom friends, or I'm sorry, classroom teachers that you're friends with. Here's my card. Or also you can give them a gift card. Say, look, teachers train for free at our facility. You're more than welcome to come to our fitness kickboxing classes or self-defense classes. We'd love to have you anytime you want to join. Very few of them will take you up on the offer, but the fact that you give it to them just makes it exciting. And say, if you ever have an altercation or situation, I know you're dealing with junior hires or high schoolers, love for you to come in and take some courses. You're more than welcome anytime. Then the few teachers that take advantage of it, they become raving fans. So really, just offer that out. You're not going to lose money on that one, I can tell you that. You can also talk to the principal about self-protection workshops for the teachers and faculty. Sponsor a lunch and then go in and do a special presentation on, you know, keeping the safety distance, pushing without striking, those kind of things, which are great. Emails, usually if you go to the school district website, there's emails of all the teachers, so the parents can get a hold of the teachers. You can use that email system. Don't abuse it, okay? Just make sure you send a nice email saying that you do these special talks. You can also send them your character development each week if they want to read it to the students, which is great. Then we already talked about the school fundraiser. So there's 12 different ways to get in the school system and take over the school system in your area. Reviewing the presentations that we have, you know, we have different presentations for elementary schools. We basically have three of them or four of them that you can do. We have the straight A's to become an all-star student. The goal is that gives them tips on getting straight A's and getting good grades. We like to do that at the beginning of the school year. And then we come back for the ABC's concentration course, which is right after winter break. And then after that, right before summer hits, we do the 2x2 for staying cool in school, basically summer safety techniques. We also have what we call our junior high and high school presentations, which is career day and your champion for life seminars. And in any age, you can always do PE teacher of the day and, of course, defeating the bully. Defeating the bully is cool. It's kind of two things. It talks about being a bully and what happens statistically if you're bullying other kids, and then also how to defeat a bully, which is great. So all these presentations are already done for you, and when you go into the school, you basically can tell the teacher, look, these are the different presentations that we do. I'm a professional speaker, and we talk on these courses. And you can even give them the class plans if you want. You can give them the class handout if you want. So that's important for your different presentations and when to do them. Looking at following up, once you do the class presentation, something important that you want to do is, number one, you definitely want to keep a master list. And we have one made for you, but you can do one in Excel as well. You always want to keep the school teacher's name and what school they are in the classroom, because even if you don't have a student in common, you can always use the call the teacher up, and they're always welcome to have you back again, which is cool. So you want to do that and make sure that list is like gold. Number two is you want to get their email. You can always email them some of the events and special presentations you're doing. Like every time you do a free community KidSafe course, you can let the teacher know if she wants to let the kids know, that kind of thing. You can send them your character development each month and anything that you're doing. So you want to get their email and just keep them posted on different things that you're doing. Whenever you do the school presentation, you always want to book the next presentation. So, for instance, you know, we're at the end of the school year now. So you'll say, you know, Mrs. Johnson, hey, at the beginning of the year, we do the straight A's, you're becoming an all-star student. Talk to the kids about studying tips. Again, it's a 15-20-minute presentation to get them excited, get good grades. I'll contact you probably like the second or third week of school once you guys get settled in. Perfect. I can't wait to see you again. So always book the next presentation. Your referrals. Make sure you give them 2 to 3 of your cards and just let them know. Say, hey, I'm sure some of the other classrooms probably benefit. They don't know that I do this talk. You know, if you want to give a couple of these out, I have some times available next week or right now. There's still about 3-4 weeks of school left. Say I can squeeze some of your other friends in before the end of the year, which is great. And then I like to do, like we just did right now, is take a picture with all the kids, and then what we'll do is we'll print that out and we'll send it back, and we put it together. Creating champions for the game of life. And they usually put that picture up, so that way when they're doing parent-teacher conferences, you know, they got the big picture with you, the local celebrity, and people ask questions, or, you know, if there's a challenge, they can say, hey, you know, you need to see this guy. He's a character development specialist and a child safety specialist in the area, and it's great. So that's important. what to put on the passes. Okay, this is a question I get a lot. They don't let me hand out anything in a class. Well, here's how we get around that. Number one is you want to be able to give out a class handout of what you talked about today. So, for instance, today I just happened to use the ABC's concentration course. And, you know, it says attitude, you know, always try my best, and it has a couple comments about attitude, belief, and then concentration. What are the three levels of concentration? There's blank spots, they fill it in, and then it talks about being successful. So the ABC's, you know, attitude, belief, concentration, the S stands for success. So you have all three of those. Also, if you're able to do that, you'll have what we call the ABC. You'll be an ABC, which is you'll always be a champion, which is kind of fun. In the beginning of the class, I say, you know, the ABC stands for always being cool. You know, just kind of a fun little play on ABC. But on that handout, along the bottom, there's just a small little empty space for you to put compliments of ABC martial arts, child development specialist. You put whatever you want on there, but that's an easy way to say, here's the class handout for all of you to take home, okay? So, you know, that's one way to do it. Obviously, that's going to be cool. The parents are going to see that. So at minimum, the class handout. Number two, on the back, you should put a picture, not a crazy karate picture. Put something fun on there, something inspiring that the kids will like. And on there, you can sign it for all the kids. Say, hey, I'm going to autograph all these pictures for you today. So, you know, you become a pseudo celebrity. And what happens if, you know, if that's something you want to do, and you want all the kids in the community to know who you are, you know, you get people, you walk into Starbucks, go, oh, my little brother, you go in the school system, my little brother has your picture hanging up, or my little sister has your picture hanging up. They said they met you, that kind of thing, which is cool. So that helps them keep the handout and also keeps you in their mind. So there's two things that you can give out, you know, give them at minimum. Number three is you can invite them to a free child safety workshop. I've never got denied of this. I just did it in the classes right now, and they were told that they couldn't hand anything out. The teacher was excited. She goes, wow, this is really great. You know, and I just said, this is a free community event. We're only allowing 50 children to come on Friday. We're going to be talking to a lot of kids. I want to make sure that we reserve your spot on Friday night, and I want to make sure I have a board for you. You can bring a friend. Just call, you know, and come down. It'll be an awesome time. So, you know, that is the way we do it. When they come into the class, we make sure it's not a big sales presentation, that we just do a phenomenal class, and I'll get to that in just a second. So, basically, those are your three things that you can hand out. What you should never hand out and what you can't hand out are specials to your school. And this is kind of what, you know, back in the day before we developed the science of doing school talks after 500-600 school talks and figuring out the best system of doing it, you know, we used to give them a pass, like, you know, 1995, you get a special and that kind of thing. Well, the school system can't do that anymore because actually they become liable in many school systems to pay for those kids if they come. So what we, you know, what we do is a free community event for them. Once they come into our class is so good that, yeah, it's obvious that they're going to want to sign up. From there, what we normally do is we normally give them a free introductory course after that, and we book them for their next presentation or for their next follow-up class for them to come on a one-on-one class. The other thing that you can do, if you do want to do a mass sale, which you can do at the end, but you have to make it, you have to present it in a certain way, which means what we normally say is, you know, all of you came in, this is a free community class, you know, it's our goal to help educate the community and keep our city safe. That's our goal. We give everybody a free community safe class to keep our area, our school system, our city safe. That's our goal. And, you know, a few of you have asked me about enrolling. I just want to let you know that if you do want to enroll, that I'm going to give you A, B, and C for free. All that I ask for is that you pay for your uniform and your student manual or whatever that you give them. And you can set any price for that. I normally use this, and, you know, you guys can use it however you want. Normally, I'll say, you know, our registration fee is $199 to become a member of our facility, and then our first month of classes is normally $150, so that's $350 to enroll, and then our uniform, our basic student package is $99. I'm going to waive the membership fee today. I'm going to give you a free month of classes to come in and work out because this is a free community event. All that I ask for is that you enroll on the you pay for your uniform and your student manual or your basic beginner package. And so you're saving $350 today. If you want to take it to another level, you can obviously say normally we have a 12-month program, but because all of you are here today, the today only special, and you can enroll on a 6-month enrollment, and again, it's only $99 instead of $350. So there's your follow-up. It all depends on how you want to do it. But if you ever get any backlash and the principal says, you know, we heard that you're trying to sign people up or you're just using this as a marketing strategy, you can come back and you can say, look, this is what is normally cost at our school. This is what we do. And, you know, all that I ask for is that they pay for the cost of goods. And that's happened to me 2 or 3 times. The principal's like, you know, that's more than fair. We just had this concern come up, and I just want to make sure that you're doing the right thing. And, you know, and I'll give them that presentation. They're like, we're perfectly happy with that. So just to keep that in mind, every school system is different, and you have different level relationships with the principals and the superintendents and the PTA parents. So, you know, I can't give you the exact answer of how you want to do that. You know, I'm just giving you a couple different angles for doing that. And then your third way, besides doing those two, is to say, okay, all of you today that are here get a special package. That's a, you know, introductory course or a VIP pass or whatever it is, which is completely free. I'm going to book your next appointment for A, B, and C. And then they come. So it was absolutely free. They took you up on the free offer, and then you do your normal introductory course process after that. So there's some key aspects of, you know, working the school demo program. Now, I created the Personal Achievement Academy for a lot of reasons, and that is, number one, it's a nonprofit organization that will help you get in the school system and speak to students. So you don't want to take advantage of that and use it as a marketing strategy and get yourself kicked out. Do it as goodwill first. Teach great classes. That goodwill will come back to you. We've built, I think there's 7 or 8 now presentations. I'm building a couple more for you to give you a little bit more arsenal to go out there and do these different presentations so that you can interact with every kid in the community. You can build preference with the parents, build preference with the school system, and build relationships that are going to fill your schools up with introductory courses. You know, it comes down to who can do the most introductory courses. If you have an 80% conversion rate, you just need to get more people in the door, right? And this is an easy strategy for doing that. And I gave you a lot of different ways to be able to get in there and do that. So that's the school demo program. I also have every single school demo filmed inside of school. And this is awesome for training your staff because I know it can be intimidating. The school district just seems scary. You know, just dealing with clients quite often and taking a lot of questions over the last few weeks since we launched the program, you know, most of you are scared to go in the school system. That's why I said, number one, your mindset is the school needs you. Number two, don't come in as a karate instructor. Come in as a professional speaker. Those two things will help you with the class plans already done for you, and then you can actually watch me do the class presentation inside the classroom, inside the assembly, inside the career day gymnasium. You can watch that. You can see the things that you really like that I say. You can take things out that you don't like, and you can add your own stuff. I know all of you have great personality. You can add whatever little fun things or your little safety things that you do. You can add those in there and do the presentations. When you watch the presentations, you should see how little martial arts I do. The only reason I did that is because I just wanted to show you it's not a martial arts class. It's a little bit more speaking. The speaking is what's going to impress the teachers, but you also want to excite the students. So if you can bring pads to have them hit the pads, it's kind of cool. If you can have little Johnny, you know, do a little nunchuck demo or something, that's kind of cool, as long as he's maybe one of your competition team members or something. But, you know, be real careful of that. But breaking the board is what impresses them. When a kid does the palm heel, he breaks the board, the class is like, well, that was magic, you know. And so that really excites the kids. So what excites the students to come to the class is obviously, you know, kicking pads or hitting targets and things like that, doing the push-away kick, and then watching the other kid break the board, and then you really building rapport with them and motivating them is what will get them to come to the class, and then obviously the safety class will get the parents there. So those are some key things about that. The school demo program offers all the school talks. It offers offers everything you need. If you look at your, I didn't really go off to tell a seminar presentation because I don't have it with me right now. But if you look through there, I know I put the commercial up on there as well. We have this little commercial that you can put with the letter that you see that says the nonprofit letter there that talks about the Personal Achievement Academy. And then the second letter you want to add with that is the letter that says that you are the professional speaker in your area and these are the school talks you can do. You put those two letters together with either the star student letter to give to your students or give it to the principal with the commercial, and that's going to help you get in the school system and cover all those roadblocks that we have before. To go, you know, we don't allow businesses to come in and speak to the kids. Well, that's great. I do own a business, but I'm a Personal Achievement Academy speaker, and I talk to the kids about these presentations. Here's a sample presentation. If you look on there, you'll see the ABC's concentration one. That's the course I just did 15 minutes ago. That's super easy. That's the handout. You can see at the bottom there that it actually has the small area to put compliments of, you know, you can put your name or you can put the school name or you can put, you know, who you are and that kind of thing at the bottom. So you can look at that. Again, you can watch that commercial to kind of see what you give them and how inspiring that is. So the program's complete with everything. It also has a step-by-step process in there. It has all your handouts, has your nonprofit letter that you need, has all the information you need to go in and work in the school system. As I travel around, you know, I've been to over 500 schools in the last 7-8 years doing seminars and obviously doing a lot of conventions and things like that. And, you know, the school system and free community kid safety talks, birthday parties, and bring a friend events. And then the fifth one is teaching great classes. Those are your best marketing strategies that, I mean, almost 100% of all schools use. If you're not firing all five of those, it's going to be hard to really have a big, successful school. So the school system program, number one, is done for you and everything you need to be a success at that. So you can get that through Member Solutions. I'm going to close up here and take some questions. You can get that through Member Solutions. It's $100 off, so it's only $4.99. You know, that's the cost of one ad that you put in the newspaper or you know, a couple months of you know, your Yellow Page ad, whatever. That is a complete program that has everything. You know, a lot of people ask me why so much. It's because I really only want professional schools to use the program. And, again, if you compare it to one ad that you're going to run and maybe get a two calls when you have a – compare that to having a complete system to reach every kid in the community, you're going to see the value there is 100 times over, which is great. So we'll open the lines now for any questions, or Kathy, if you have anything that you want to bring up that you could do, we can do that now.
Sure. Sorry. The phone lines are open if anybody has a question for Roland that's on the phone. Okay, I do have a web question for you. How long is each school talk?
Good question. They can range for you know, 15 to 30 minutes. I like going in and doing 15 to 20 minutes, sometimes maybe a little bit longer. I'll gauge it on, you know, how well I'm connecting with the students. You know, if I feel like I haven't really connected great, I'll try to add a little bit more into it. But you can go in there and work pretty quick. It also depends if you have the room. Like, obviously for PE teacher, if you're taking PE class or you have gymnasium, then you can do a lot more drills where they're kicking pads and they're having fun and you're doing the presentation. But when you're in a regular classroom, you're a little bit limited on space, so, you know, you kind of make it a little quicker. I like to do 15, I would say 20 at minimum. By the time the kid comes up and breaks the board and you take a picture with everybody, you're looking at a minimum of 20 minutes to at most 30 minutes.
Okay, great. Thanks. I think that's the only web question I have that has come in at the moment.
Okay.
Let me just unmute it one more time and see if anybody else on the phone had a question. Well, I know one of the questions we got last time is if we'd leave this link open so people could listen to it, you know, because sometimes you give so much information, and you talk kind of fast, like I do. So
yeah, I apologize about that.
So it gives them a chance. No, that's okay. Plus, you're all jazzed up out there doing school talks as we speak.
Yeah.
So if anybody, you know, was wondering about that, we'll leave this link open too, or if you missed the very beginning, so that you can come back and listen to it. But that's a good thing. That means you can cram a lot of information in a shorter period of time, so we can get more out of you.
Yeah. No, I understand people are really busy, so I try to give information as quick as possible, and you know, that way sometimes the teleconferences get a little long, so I like to move quick for you guys.
No, that's good. That's good, definitely. Well, if we don't have any other questions, I guess. Oh, we do have one more. Sorry.
Okay.
Mark wants to know if this could be modified for a music program.
For a music program?
Right. Like, I believe he's talking about if you're, like, I believe what he's talking about is if you're going into, we have a lot of music schools that are with us at Member Solutions. So how would you modify some of the school talks to go in and do something with kids who take music classes?
Yeah, you know, the great thing about the school talks is this, is that it's mainly character development, and you infuse whatever self-defense that you want. You can speak to anybody. You know, these school talks that we developed, you know, the ABC's concentration course, you could go into a business and do this for employees. You could go into the schools and talk to them about these different topics, you know, dealing with bullies, getting good grades. I mean, honestly, it's not even really related to martial arts in a way. It's just fueling the character development and adding your child's safety into it. So you want to raise money for the music program, well, go for it. You know, go in and say, we'd love to, you know, raise music for the music program at our school. And, you know, go in and do the school talk and do that. You know, that's pretty simple. Again, it's you donating your time to inspire kids to get better grades and to stay healthy. And if you can relate it to music and how music stimulates creativity and that kind of thing, hey, maybe you can invite them back for a free class on, you know, using, you know, whatever instruments or things like that. I think that's what you're getting to.
Yeah, exactly. And I think also, you know, like in place of breaking a board, that could be maybe playing something fancy on a musical instrument, maybe something that could be taught, you know, on a piano really quick, you know, that makes it sounds really cool. So everybody's like, wow, you already learned that? Wow. So I can see how that would be able to, you'd be able to cross over pretty easily.
Yeah, you cross it over because obviously playing an instrument is a skill, and to get those skills, you got to have the, you know, you have a great attitude, you got to believe in yourself, and you got to concentrate when your teachers are speaking to you, right? So to be good at anything, any of the character development can really help out, and music is a great way to funnel that creativity.
Well, thank you so much for meeting with us to give us that information in between doing your school talk. So there's nothing like walking the talk, and there you go.
Absolutely, and like I said at the beginning, it's great when people take action, they get results. So we, you know, we're going to see about 400 or 500 kids over the next 2 days, which is awesome, and it just shows you they did exactly what I said in the last teleconference, and it just shows you we just got access to 400 or 500 kids, and starting the system now, they're just going to be in there now on.
Well, love to hear back on how that open house goes and how many enrollments he generates from that open house. That would be awesome.
Absolutely.
All right, well, thank you very much.
Thanks, Kathy. Appreciate the opportunity. Thanks for all of you guys that are listening out there. If anybody has additional questions, they can email me directly. My email is Roland, R-O-L-A-N-D, at RolandOsborne.com, and that's R-O-L-A-N-D, last name O-S-B-O-R-N-E, and .com. So I'd be more than happy to answer your questions. I look forward to helping all of you become the most successful schools in the world and taking over the community and doing something great. So thank all of you very much. And thank you, Kathy, for having me on.